This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden's enormous economic relief package is set to clear Congress Wednesday, delivering him a major victory and a desperately needed cash injection to millions of families and businesses suffering during the coronavirus pandemic. The $1.9 trillion plan is one of the largest U.S. rescue packages ever and will impact every aspect of the world's biggest economy for years to come. Republicans appear to stand in lockstep in opposition, while progressive and moderate Democrats have managed to remain united in order to get the measure to Biden's desk for his signature. With its expected passage, the president plans to sign the bill into law Friday. The European Union will receive an extra 4 million BioNTech Pfizer vaccine doses over the next 2 weeks that its chief, Ursula von der Leyen, said Wednesday would be deployed to COVID-19 hotspots. The delivery, over and above already agreed supplies from the vaccine maker, will go to affected border regions within the bloc to, quote, help ensure or restore free movement of goods and people, end quote, she said in a statement. The effort comes as the European Commission is trying to persuade at least six EU states, including von der Leyen's home country, Germany, to lift virus-related border restrictions deemed by Brussels to be excessive. Jordan's king has joined calls from UN agencies urging global vaccine equity to halt the spread of COVID-19. In remarks to the Brookings Institute, Jordan's king Abdullah said nobody can be left behind in combating COVID-19, and vaccinations are key to avoiding further tragedy and high mortality rates around the world. Jordan has fared far better than neighboring Iraq and Syria in protecting lives during the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council agreed Wednesday to condemn violence against Myanmar protesters and call on the army to show restraint. But China and Russia helped block language denouncing the military takeover as a coup and threatening further action. Firing tear gas and rubber bullets, Myanmar security forces trapped hundreds of anti-junta protesters late into the night in two districts of Yangon Wednesday, prompting the U.S. Embassy to call for the forces to withdraw. Some protesters who managed to evade blockades set up by police in surrounding streets told of scores of arrests and said that some of those who got caught were beaten. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva set the stage Wednesday for a likely 2022 presidential run, using his first speech since his graft convictions were overturned to blast President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the pandemic and economy. Lula's corruption convictions were squashed by a Supreme Court justice Monday, allowing him to return to political office. He said he had not decided whether to run in next year's election, but his attacks on Bolsonaro and the format of the event had the feel of a campaign launch. The Biden administration is restarting the Central American Minors Program for children, Roberta Jacobson said in a press briefing today. She helps oversee the southern border for the White House. Between 2014 and 2017, the program allowed children fleeing violence in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to settle in the United States. Russia's Internet Regulatory Body announced it had slowed down Twitter's ability to function in Russia effective Wednesday, part of what authorities said was an initial penalty for the American social media platform's failure to delete illegal content inside the country. According to a statement posted on their website, 100% of mobile devices and 50% of stationary devices using Twitter would face a disruption in service in an effort to, quote, protect Russian citizens, end quote. The plan is to slow down the transfer of photo and video content without limiting text messages by users. The regulatory body says the restrictions would remain in place until Twitter complied with the request to remove offending content. The Norwegian parliament announced Wednesday its IT systems had been targeted in a cyber attack 7 months after a large-scale hack blamed on a Russia-based group. The parliament director said in a statement it had been established that data had been downloaded, but it's unclear, quote, the full potential extent of the damage, end quote. In Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.